Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Bright and early, the House Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether to move forward with President Trump's tax agenda. Republicans say it cuts spending and trims federal waste, but Democrats have been arguing the GOP is using this late-night session to hide harmful policies from the American public. Democrat Benny Thompson says it will make the country less safe.
We may be here in the dead of night, but you do not need the light of day to smell manure. The American people are not going to be fooled by any middle-of-the-night manure slinging here.
The Trump administration is facing a new federal order to hold on to deportees who are reportedly being sent to places that they're not from. It comes after the New York Times reported 12 men were sent to South Sudan in violation of an order that gives migrants time to raise concerns about potential danger in situations like this. This is ABC News. President Trump says he wants to build a new missile defense system modeled after Israel's Iron Dome technology. It would backstop already existing American defense systems.
The U.S. already has existing interceptors in Alaska and California for intercontinental ballistic missiles launched from North Korea or Iran. But this system would use not only ground-based interceptors, but space-based technology as well, which could potentially detect and intercept the missiles.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. The project is also facing big questions about cost. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now facing a federal criminal investigation tied to his time leading New York during the pandemic. It comes just as polls show him ahead in the New York City mayoral race. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether Governor Cuomo lied to Congress about COVID deaths in nursing homes. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Last weekend, Big G was on scene at the SEAL shooting team's Northwoods Invitational at Harshaw Sports Club. He spoke to Don of Bad Oscar Shooting Sports about the event.
So this shoot has been going on since 2018. The Team SEAL has been the host of this event. It's a great event. Every year we seem to be getting bigger and bigger. And really the initial goal was to help get these northern teams engaged in a competition like this where they get to see their other, you know, other teams and actually feel that real competition, shoot a real sporting clay course, trap field out here. it's been a great event every year. We got some great weather today. One of the most important things about this shoot, and one of the reasons that we've been getting behind it, we travel around the country supporting youth shooting sports, but in the northern part of our state, we just don't have the exposure that the southern teams do, you know, Burlington, Waterford, all those teams down south. We call it the Highway 10 effect.
Oh, yeah.
There's just not a lot of youth shooting sports events north of Highway 10. So this is an excellent event for that. We love being here. We've been sponsoring it since it started.
Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m., there's a Memorial Day program at the Butternut Village Hall. It'll be beginning with the Pledge of Allegiance, continuing to the National Anthem, then there's going to be an invocation, followed by a welcome from Jerry Wagner, the commander of Post 272, then a Memorial Day guest speaker, Lori Foreman, retired Chief Petty Officer in the Navy. Then there's the Americanism Awards and Badger Girl recognition, followed by Poppy Poster Awards, Chaplain's Prayers, and a closing benediction. There will also be a flag ceremony following the program by the Veterans Memorial. Once again, this is taking place Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m., over at the Butternut Village Hall. More tornadoes were found in southeastern Wisconsin's Dodge County, as the National Weather Service still surveys damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Doris Mae Kronberger, age 87, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Thursday, May 15th, with her family by her side. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Roland Kronberger of Park Falls, by their two children, Daniel Kronberger of Park Falls and Barbara Lucas of Avon, Ohio. Further survived by 6 grandchildren, by 1 great-grandchild, and by many sisters and brothers-in-law, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Tuesday, May 27th at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls with Reverend Emerson Coy officiating. Visitation held at the church from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service on Tuesday, May 27th. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Doris Mae Kronberger, age 87, of Park Falls. William Walter Ulig Jr., first of his family to be born in a hospital on 11th of June 1930, passed away peacefully with his family at his lifelong beloved Glidden farmhouse on May 18th of 2025. He is survived by his spouse of nearly 69 years, Constance Ulig, by half-siblings Oscar Ulig of Vancouver, Washington, Janet Jones of Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, and Joyce Ulig of Houston, Texas, by his children Mary Hamilton and her spouse John of Corcoran, Minnesota, Paul Ulig and his spouse Donna of Fall Creek, and Jane Gustafson and her spouse, Steve, of Butternut, by foster daughter, Carolyn Wabanequi-Sari, further survived by grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. A Christian funeral will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 23rd with Reverend Ken Lehners officiating. Military honors will follow the service. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service. This has been the funeral notice for William Walter Ulig Jr. of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles again last night. The final 5-2, thanks to five scoreless innings by starter Logan Henderson. He's now won his first three games as a major league pitcher. That's a new franchise record as he earned a job in the Brewers rotation. Pat Murphy.
No question about it. He's been great every time out. Not just good, great every time out.
That series wrapping up today. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo in San Francisco attending Google's new products and apps show. Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks, asked, what if Giannis tells the team they haven't done enough to help him win another championship?
Let's just say Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam are told by Giannis, you're not committed to winning. And they turn around and say, we've spent $1 billion. Since 2021. We have no draft picks till 2030. What do you mean we haven't tried to win? You're under contract for two more years. These are not sentimental guys.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through about mid-afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today with wind northeast 5 to 15 this morning. A few gusts to 25 by later this afternoon. We'll drop to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39. 98Q Country.
So 30 years of marriage. Yeah. People ask you, you know, you've been married a while. How do you do it? I tell them the truth. I tell them, I still can't believe that she's attracted to me. She still can't believe that I'm attracted to her. So what keeps us together is a very profound lack of self-esteem. I wouldn't want to be single now. I'm 65. What's my pickup line going to be? Hey, you want to come back to my place and watch me fall asleep during the news? No, Cara knows if I'm looking at another woman, that's all I am doing. I am just looking. I'll tell you a little something that bothers her, though. The binoculars. They're on Craigslist under free stuff. Cara is 8 years younger than me, which I thought was a good idea when I got married. Now I'm not so sure. She has too much energy for me now. Yeah, I mean, like a couple weeks ago, she goes, hey, Raina and Noe invited us over for dinner on Saturday night. I said, yeah, but we're going to the ball game that day. She goes, I know, but it'll be done in time. We can still, ooh, you want to do two things in one day? What are we, teenagers now?
98Q Country. In a 4x4 Well, I'm going to take the high road. If it gets long,
have a little too much of something terrible. She said, excuse me, you
look like you love me. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Ever done. mistakes I've made. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to love somebody like you. Yeah, I want to be the sunshine, shining down on me and you. When you put your arms, for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody like you. I'm ready to
had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. I didn't feel alone. You're more than a lover. There can never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. Best friend, you're my best friend. Oh yeah, you stand by me and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, right there to save me. You
make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. I know the look in your eyes when we make love. Look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense.
Station.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitars and words that rhyme, and on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
I'm the only one.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen at 98Q. I had some help on a Wednesday edition. Good to have you along here, Joel. I encourage you to stick around here today because there's a squirrely feel to the 98Q studios today. Monday, Tuesday were... They were both Mondays around here. It was just gloomy and rainy, and it was just weird. This morning, it's still gloomy and rainy out there, but there's a vibe to the 98Q studios, and Gray's hanging around over on Trail Mix this morning. Reality Radio is going to be interesting this morning because Gray and I should have recorded some of the stuff we're doing off air, but we have several things that I think you'll find entertaining today. And again, the announcers are a little bit squirrely here today. We're going to be talking with Jay Gabler. He has written a book. I'm holding it in my hand. And it's called 100 Things to Do in Duluth Before You Die. It's a beautiful part of our Midwest, right on Lake Superior up there. So he will join us to talk a little bit about that. And Gray and I have come up with a couple of questions that... I'm interested to see how he'll respond to them. and also, I'm going to welcome in a young man from Prentice who's coming in to do a little job shadowing. He may have picked a bad day to do that because we're feeling a little squirrely here. I have the list of questions. Anytime you job shadow with a school thing, they are job shadow questions. That is the name right on the top of the sheet, job shadow questions. And we will be answering these appropriately. Not the way that we were off the air. All right. So it's going to be an interesting Reality Radio today. We've got Darren in here to talk a little baseball and Shawamigan sports. I got a couple of Brewer names that we'll try to baffle him. We got him with Ed Romero. That was a tough one. Bench player for the Brewers back in the World Series days. That was a tough one last week. So we'll quiz him. Some other local folks. Kendra is going to join us from Embrace. Joins us once a month to update us on what's going on with our local Embrace and all the great services that they offer to people in our area. Phillips Check Fest, I see, is on the list too this morning. And we'll see who else. We have other people on the list. We'll see who else decides they're interested in making their way out. Are we going to see... I didn't think the sun was going to linger this, or rather the lack of sun and the cloud cover was going to linger this deep into the week. I thought we would be waking up to some sunshine by now and some better stuff, but apparently not. Yesterday was windy, wet, and just, it just wasn't a good one to be out there. It was one of those days yesterday that felt like it got colder through the day, and it may or may not have. They're telling us 57 will be our high temp today with rain this morning, remaining cloudy with a high of 57. The winds are going to calm down here, only 5 to 10. So winds calming down. That'll be nice. I see a little bit of sun in our forecast tomorrow. I'm optimistic that we may wake up to some sunshine tomorrow with a partly cloudy sky. Graduation weekend, if you got stuff going on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, pretty nice. Probably low 60s on Saturday, mid-upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Everything is pointing toward some pretty nice weather for this weekend, but this cloud cover and stuff just hung around a lot longer than what we had anticipated. What else? I had a lot of notes. I'm blaming Brittany Merlot for kind of the weird vibe and just the silliness of the studio this morning because she's the one who started it. She did a story this morning talking about tornado ratings and how they use different things to rate tornadoes. And she said when they rate a tornado that is an unknown, they're not sure if it was for whatever reason. They gather all the data, and this is what she said in a news story. She said they called it an EFU. So I don't know. I think they should have found another acronym for that. That's what it is. It's EFU. So I probably would have went somewhere else with that. That's we were going here today. We lost Norm yesterday from Cheers. Are you familiar with the show Cheers? Some of you generationally might not know who he is. Cheers, one of the great sitcoms, I think, of all time. Just so many personalities within that show. Let me play a clip here. Let me see if I can bring this up here. I was going to preview this.
Be the CFO. You've always...
No, that's not what... I was going to actually get this ready earlier. But for those of you who don't know who Norm is, I'm going to play a little clip here for you right now of Norm from Cheers. Here we go.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How you doing, Norm? What do you know?
Not enough.
Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
Norm in his chair at the end of the bar.
You, Norm, you catch the Celtics 76ers game.
Oh, yes. And the Bruins Flyers. The Ramos fight. Yesterday, Australian rules football. Tomorrow, we got Boston College versus Iona. Put that money down, pal.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Norman, doesn't your wife ever complain that you never spend any time with her?
Would you?
One of the great characters of all time, Cheers from the show, Norm. We lost him yesterday. So many great sitcom characters from that generation. So I'm sure we'll see probably a plethora of Cheers sitcoms reappearing, maybe, with that news from yesterday. I want to thank Pete and the folks at Wheelway. Had a great time hanging out yesterday. We were hoping to give away that, you know, the big cash amounts, but, did what we could. We did what we could. Maybe somebody did in the last couple hours when I wasn't there, but had a great time hanging out at Wheelway, and I certainly would encourage you to consider them for your next vehicle. Good folks down there, good community-minded folks down there. I think, I'm not sure on this, and I have not consulted with anyone of knowledge with this, but I'm pretty sure that all the birds gave up yesterday and they all flew south. I'm pretty sure. I saw one little barn swallow or nuthatch or something hanging out, flying around by my feeder, but everybody else was gone after Monday and Tuesday in the cold weather. And the grass stopped growing, too. Usually this time of the year, the grass grows every 2 days. You're cutting it till about mid-June. It stopped with the cold weather and stuff, which I'm all right with. But we will have better weather to come here, and just probably not today. not today. But tomorrow. How about tomorrow? Let's all push it back to tomorrow. Brewers win. They've got 3 in a row now. Doing all right. I mean, really, for a team with their pitching staff that has really been banged up, and they've had, I don't know how many pitchers they've had start games. It has to be one of the highest in the major leagues. They're doing all right. If they can find a way to get the, just to get the pitching lined up a little bit, I think they got some good young hitters. And I still like them. I still like them to be right there and even win that division by the end of the year. I thought last week, I thought that may have been it. I thought they were on the verge. They were like 4 games under. And I thought, well, this might be it. This is where they slide and they go out of contention. It's just going to be one of those years. And now, they snuck out that last game of the Twin Series. They stole that last game of the Twin Series when they brought back a home run from the other side of the fence and beat the Twins in that third game, and then they won a couple since then. So very nice, very nice. We got lunch with the Brewers today, by the way. 11:35 will be the pregame. 12:10 first pitch. Brewers and the Orioles from AmFam Field. Now, when we have the Brewers on, it's only on 98.3 FM, the radio. Major League Baseball needs more of our money, so they won't let us put it on our app or put it at 98qcountry.com. We have to black it out on there. But 98.3 FM right here, we'll have Brewer Baseball for you today here. Let's get you updated. It's 7:35, twice an hour news and sports, so here we go.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Bright and early, the House Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether to move forward with President Trump's tax agenda. Republicans say it cuts spending and trims federal waste, but Democrats have been arguing the GOP is using this late-night session to hide harmful policies from the American public. Democrat Benny Thompson says it will make the country less safe.
We may be here in the dead of night, but you do not need the light of day to smell manure. The American people are not going to be fooled by any middle-of-the-night manure slinging here.
The Trump administration is facing a new federal order to hold on to deportees who are reportedly being sent to places that they're not from. It comes after the New York Times reported 12 men were sent to South Sudan in violation of an order that gives migrants time to raise concerns about potential danger in situations like this. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The city of Park Falls is observing May 18th through the 24th as National Public Works Week. They are urging all citizens to join in with representatives of the American Public Works Association and government agencies in activities, events, and ceremonies designed to pay tribute to our public works professionals, engineers, managers, and employees, and to recognize the substantial contributions they make to protecting our national health, safety, and advancing quality of life for all. Once again, May 18th through the 24th is recognized as National Public Works Week in Park Falls. So please take this opportunity to thank your local public works professional. This Friday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. over in Mercer, a series of Mercer History Walks begins with Library Assistant Blaze. The walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and this month's walk will feature on Mercer's early residents. Once again, this is taking place Friday, May 23rd from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Businesses are supporting more public funding for universities of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has the story.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week on the role of UWs in the economic vibrancy of Northeast Wisconsin and the entire state. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles again last night, the final 5-2, thanks to five scoreless innings by starter Logan Henderson. He's now won his first three games as a major league pitcher. That's a new franchise record as he earned a job in the Brewers rotation. Pat Murphy.
No question about it. He's been great every time out. Not just good, great every time out.
That series wrapping up today. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo in San Francisco attending Google's new products and apps show. Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks, asked, what if Giannis tells the team they haven't done enough to help him win another championship?
Let's just say Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam are told by Giannis, you're not committed to winning. And they turn around and say, we've spent $1 billion. Since 2021. We have no draft picks till 2030. What do you mean we haven't tried to win? You're under contract for two more years. These are not sentimental guys.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes veterans this Memorial Day. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business has long supported the local community through reliable repairs, quality tires, and expert maintenance. Phillips Service Center recognizes that the freedoms we enjoy are made possible by the sacrifice and courage of those who have served. This Memorial Day, they honor all veterans and their families with deep gratitude. Phillips Service Center, thankful for their service, proud to serve the community.
Save big on everything for your appliance upgrade when you shop at Menards.
appliance.
You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through about mid-afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today with wind northeast 5 to 15 this morning. A few gusts to 25 by later this afternoon. We'll drop to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Way home from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said hi, what's doing? Wolo said sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make.
Do it.
The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back. bloodstains on his hands.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. Yeah. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight, kind of county light, kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there, she loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby, she's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl, my turning off the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights, and I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning off the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gon' ever lose a small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby, I'm a cool, I'm a crazy, I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl, let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby, she's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl, my turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy.
Roll into town, step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. In this crazy town, pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You
cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Till find a cool new sound and you smile when the record band shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the hang comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. Your truck, and the next you make a couple million bucks. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the hang comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town. It's a crazy town.
We got it. Jason Aldean, we got it. The town is crazy. There's a weird vibe to this Wednesday, and I don't know what it is. Just stick around. I mean, reality radio might just be a normal reality radio, or it could, I don't know. There's just a weird vibe going on here this morning. There's a lot of strange things going on. I hope you are well. I hope your Wednesday's good. All right. I know it's Wednesday. All right. Two down, two to go. We got Memorial Weekend around the corner. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, we need a video. We need a camera in the studio. No, we don't. Let's leave that alone. But there's just something funky about today. I think it's the last couple of days of just rain, and everybody's just kind of like, what? We've given in. The birds have all flown south. They're done. They're gone. They're not coming back. The birds have all flown south, and now we're on our own. At least I won't have any robins pecking at my window anymore. Darn robins. My radishes are doing pretty good, though. Thanks for asking. We got reality radio coming up for you. We're jam-packed this morning. Lots of good stuff. Stay tuned. Reality radio on the way after 8 o'clock here at 98Q Country.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Are you ready for a Northwoods music festival like never before? 18 artists from 13 states, 2 days, jam-packed at Big Dipper Fest. May 24th and 25th on Shady Knoll Road, featuring Dig Deep, Tyler and the Train Robbers, the Big Dipper Band, Artist at Large Kevin Tressler, and so many more. Incredible food on site from Taco Dan, Lola's Lunchbox, and CJ's Coffee and Cream. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for tickets and details. Presented by the Big Dipper and Idle Hour Resort. Dipper Fest, May 24th and 25th. Be there!
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwoods Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-7000. 2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q Country.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say, I love you one more time. When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Look around, I'm the sunshine in your hair, I'm the shadow on the ground, I'm the whisper in the wind, I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers, oh I'm the phone, said I really miss you darling, don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you, but I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. We may be a thousand miles apart, but I'll be with you wherever you are. I'm